Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text Number 12, Kshetra Jayata Manaso Vibhuti, Jivasya Maya Rajitasya Nitya, Avirita Kvapi Tirohitasya, Suddho Vichaste, Elisuddha Kattu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas, activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the waking state and in the dream state, but during deep sleep or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Repeat. The individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas and activities created in the mind by the external energy. They have been existing from time immemorial. Sometimes they are manifest in the waking state and in the dreaming state. But during deep sleep or trance, they disappear. A person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Kshetrajnan Chapi Mam Buddhi Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata. There are two kinds of Kshetrajna, or the living beings. One is the individual living being, and the other is the supreme living being. The ordinary living being known about his body to some extent. But the supreme Paramatma knows the condition of all bodies. The individual living being is localized and the Supreme Paramatma is all-pervading. In this sloka, the word Kshetrajna refers to an ordinary living being, not the Supreme Living Being. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nitya Baddha and Nitya Mukta. One is eternally conditioned, the other is eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living being, they are in the Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Those in the material world are conditioned souls, Nitya Baddha. The Nitya Baddhas can become liberated by controlling the mind, because the cause of conditioned life is the mind. When the mind is trained, and the soul is not under the mind's control, the soul can be liberated even in this material world. When it is liberated, one is called Jivan Mukta. A Jivan Mukta knows how he has become conditioned, therefore he tries to purify himself and return home back to Godhead. The eternally conditioned soul is eternally conditioned because he is controlled by the mind. The conditioned state and the liberated states are compared to sleeping, unconscious state and the awakened state. Those who are sleeping and unconscious are eternally conditioned. But those who are awake understand that they are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, even in this material world, they engage in Krishna's service. As confirmed by Sri Rupa Goswami, Iha Yasya Harer Dasya. If one takes to Krishna's service, he is liberated. Even though he appears to be conditioned soul within the material world, Jivan Muktasya Uchate. In any condition, one is to be considered liberated if his only business is to serve Krishna. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांगस्य ज्ञानाग्रह फलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्म पदान्तकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री आचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड it is compared to a celluloid film or something you see on the TV screen. What you see on the TV screen, it is nothing more than some sounds and lights. But because we are conditioned, we become emotional. When you watch a cinema or when you watch some film, you identify. Actually, there is nothing there. You don't have to become any emotional about that. But because we are conditioned, so as you watch the movie, sometimes tears may come to your eyes and sometimes you become very joyful depending on what you are seeing. But actually, if somebody, he doesn't know the language, nothing, for him it doesn't make any sense. So there is no substance there. It is only 2D affair. 2D means there is only width and length. In real life, we are all 4D people, not only 3D. In real life, you can also see the depth. A person has width, a person has length, there is a depth. And that is 3D. The machines can catch up to 2D and 3D, but the 4D, fourth dimension. Fourth dimension means the spiritual dimension. The senses, the mind, and intelligence. And beyond that is the soul. When we were reading in end of the third chapter, Evam Budva Param Budva Sanstavyatmanatana Jayisatram Mahabhava Kamarupam Durasadam. Yesterday, Sunday class, was also like the sitting places of desire. Your worst enemy is your own self. It is your contaminated intelligence, your materialistic mind, and your addicted senses. That's called conditional life. Everybody has a set of senses. The karmendriyas and jnanendriyas, which is directed by the mind. So mind is the real culprit. It is the mind that does all the mischief. That with mind, if your mind is purified, you may like to hear Krishna Katha, you may like to see the dressed beautiful form of the Lord, and you may only like to taste purified food, sanctified food, all dictated by the mind. So we are saying that the senses, the mind, the intelligence, and beyond that is the fourth dimension, which has nothing to do with this world, which is completely pure, unaffected. That's what is mentioned here also. If you are a Jivan Mukta, a person who is liberated in this life, Jivan Mukta, can see all these things vividly. Generally, in conditional life, Atmavat Manyate Jagat. That's what Mahabharata says. Everybody looks at the world with his own colored glass. If somebody is a thief, he will see every opportunity, what can I lift from here? Or he will see everybody, maybe they are also. His nature is a thief. If somebody is a money-minded man, this is also a slogan from Bhagavad. A thief will look at the world as an opportunity. What can he lift? And you will see others also having the same nature. If somebody is going in the night because his father is ill, but the thief doesn't see like that. He goes in the night to do his thief business. So you think if somebody is going at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, this guy is also maybe thief. You don't know. So if somebody is a money-minded man, he will only see any opportunity, how can I make money here? Simply, just like we are book distributors. Somebody has somebody died, we are book distributors. How can I turn this into an opportunity to distribute books? Poor fellows, they are dying. Somebody died and they are having some lamentation and they are feeling pangs of separation. But your mood is to distribute books. So you want to turn it into an opportunity to distribute books. If somebody is celebrating marriage, but a book distributor, you see, how can they gift books to everybody? On marriage wedding, you go to distribute books. So your mind simply, you are not bothered, including your parents. So I go home, our mother has money, everything, but she is not Krishna conscious. How can I put all the Prabhupada books in here? So at least they will pay for them. There is some kind of service to Krishna. When you buy a ISKCON book, but don't read it, still you have done some service. Because you have given to Prabhupada's mission some money in exchange for a book. And the sacred book is sitting right in your house. You may not read it, you may not touch it, but still, those books are not ordinary. They are like Chinmaya, conscious. So that book can call you. The Prabhupada books can call you. You keep Bhagavad Gita in your shelf and you sit here watching. And then outside, inside. Inside Paramatma is there. He wants everybody to come back. The Paramatma has already made a standing invitation. The Paramatma. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saivam raja. Antvān sarva papyajya. Just abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. And you will come back to me without fail. So be not afraid. In the Bhagavad Gita, Charam Swami, what is the business of Bhagavad Gita? Finally, what Bhagavad Gita is saying, Charam Swami, they call it. Ramana is a Sampradaya people. Where is the secret thing? This is Charam Swami. You think, what is this Charam Swami you are talking about? That is, Sarva Dharmaan Parityajya, Mamekam Charam Vidya, Avantam Sarva Bhagavadya, Moksha Vishyam Vasya. So, something like that here also, in the story, that this whole material world is like an illusion. Illusion means it's all in your feelings. Illusion means feeling. Suppose you go in the dark and you see some ghost or you see something moving. Actually nothing is there. It is all in your imagination because you are a cold, you are a timid person. So a coward, tirikadi. So what a coward will say? Because he has a weak heart. Where he always worried. Maybe some teeth, maybe some ghost, maybe this, maybe that. It's all in his head. It's called illusion. Just like we think we are this body. Because our life has become so conditioned. Just like a person born blind. A person born blind, from the beginning of his life he has not seen the world. Always. Like that. He is accustomed to that. But life is not really like that. For a born blind, life may be like that. But a person who loses his eye in the middle of life, then he misses a lot. Wow, when I had eyes, I was seeing this, I was doing that, I was going here, like that. Now, unless somebody takes me, and I cannot see the variety of this world, because he has seen the variety and now he has become blind. But for someone who is born blind, so for him, the world doesn't exist like that in many colors and forms. So we are all illusion. Illusion means whichever body you get, you are influenced by that body. That's why it is said Atmavat Manyate. If I am a lusty person, I think everybody is lusty. Because my mind is always on such stars. So that everybody is also lusty. So if you are a money mad person, now you think everybody is trying to make money. And they come to sadhus and also, they also misunderstand that these are all, they are doing business. People come and tell Hare Krishna people, what is your spiritual life? Nothing, simply you are all doing business here, selling goods, making money, this, that. Because you cannot see your consciousness. His vision is perverted. So this world is compared, it's an illusion. Illusion is like you put a stick in water and it looks like a broken stick. Illusion, optical illusion. It's not. stick is not bent or broken. It looks like an illusion. Similarly, this world is compared to our life is compared to a dream. In the dream, things are true as long as you are asleep. For a sleeping person, the dream is true. He really becomes emotional. Sometimes he cries, sometimes his heart really goes fast. Because in the dream he is seeing some threat. When somebody sees something in the dream which is a threat, will the body react or not? It reacts. But so, sometimes we see devotees shouting Hare Krishna or talking something from their past life. So this is called dream. But this is a dream in wakeful state. Generally, when you sleep, you get dreams. But when you are in ignorance, but you think you are wakeful, and you consider this life as real, everybody is taking this life very seriously. Everybody is taking this line of vision. Narendra Modi is a big dreams, a big plans. He's seeing this world real. Many, many things, how to make this world a fantastic place. For them, the reminder of death, you tell some politician, you tell some materialist about death, why you are making so many plans? Anyway, you are going to die and go. They don't really take it seriously. Suppose you, for a man who is making big, big plans for the world, you go and tell him, but tomorrow you may not be there, sir. What do you think? That's okay. As long as I'm here, I should do it. I should do it. Implement my plans. I should accomplish my plans. And he doesn't want to think too much about that. So if you think too much about that, then you lose interest in this world. Ultimately, I'll be kicked out. I'll be kicked out. So, then you think, then what is the point? If you'll be kicked out in the end, then so why should I do all the rest of my time like this? That's correct. That's why you say you are wasting your life. If you are not trying for spiritual life, you are wasting your life. Because these things, Visakhapatnam was developed for the last 400-500 years. Very seriously, millions of people spending millions of crores. But what is it now? A completely deserted place. A devastated place. Wasted place. But people very seriously, they are developing colonies and different things for the city like that. Now they are making much bigger plans. Previously unplanned, they did something and it's washed out. Now they are making big plans to do something again. Nobody thinks, maybe another tufan may come and then they wash out everything. Possible, no? They know it is possible. Again, it can come. So, that is called conditioned mind. Conditioned mind thinks more of this temporary body and not about the eternal soul. Conditioned mind it only thinks of life here and not worry later. People just say like that. Why should you worry what happens after death? Who has seen it? Let what may come. Now I want to make some improvement. Now I want to enjoy my life. What is in front of me? What is before me? Why should I ignore that opportunity to enjoy my life? And do something, no, I will go to Goloka, I will dance with Krishna, and people think like that, because their mind cannot grasp conditioned life. So generally what we have to do is the philosophy says, at least you admit that there is no happiness in this world. You don't know whether there is spiritual happiness or not, whether there is Krishna or not. But this much is true, that there is so much suffering here. So you reject this world where there is so much suffering. What else do? At least don't do foolish activities, doing the same thing again. Stop it. Whether there is God or not, but don't do materialistic activities. Then the alternative thing is then spiritual activities. All right, you do spiritual activities, see, verify, check out whether there is some tangible spiritual life. There is some realization. So our scriptures say, there is death in the world, but you don't want to die. There is misery in this world, but you are looking for happiness. That means it must be there. So what you see is only death. What you see is only suffering. But your heart is always hankering. Your heart is always hankering for ananda, and you always want to avoid death. That's the point. So that means it is there. Otherwise, if it is only death, why should we entertain the idea of not dying? If it is only misery, every day you get up, how to avoid misery, how to avoid suffering, how to avoid trouble. You are not looking for any positive happiness. Everybody, now you go to Narendra Modi. You want to stop this, you want to stop this, you want to, they want to stop all difficulties, suffering. But they don't know what is real happiness. Let us stop diseases. Let us stop poverty. Let us stop accidents. Let us stop cheating. Let us stop exploitation. That means there are things that are, and consider that these things are not there. The poverty is not there, and illness is not there, and everybody is a gentleman, decent. But still, the grip of fear and uncertainty, so that is the nature of the world, any moment, anything. So, that means accept. Accept that this world has nothing to offer you. So then, your search for ananda, your search for permanence, your search for eternity, your search for ananda, that is not untrue. Because that is the core of your life. Because you don't die, because your nature is happiness. That's why although you are kicked around so many times, but you don't give hope. If not today, if not after 10 years, somehow I have to become happy. But we are searching in a wrong place. So this is called fourth dimension. Fourth dimension means you have to cross the senses, you have to cross the mind, you have to cross the intelligence, and then you enter the realm of spirit. But unfortunately, you cannot understand the spirit with your mind. You cannot understand the spirit, the soul, with your intelligence. Because everything is material. Just like by looking at dal, you cannot say whether there is sweet in the dal or salt in the dal. How can you say? You cannot say by looking, because looking is not the way to find out the taste of the dal. You cannot look at things and say the taste of the dal. Similarly, you cannot look at something and because the eye is material eye, jada drishti. So jada drishti cannot see transcendental entity. As a with the eyes, you cannot see. So sometimes people see Krishna with this eye. That means they are not seeing with this eye. They are gifted with transcendental vision. That means the soul is seeing Krishna through this eye. That means even if this eye is not there, still you can see Krishna, like Bilamangal Thakur. So you will see the soul with the soul only. I can see myself with my spiritual vision, not the, that's it. Now we are not seeing the soul, but we are going ahead, taking it for granted, like we are all, whoever has become devotee. We are not seeing the soul, but we are having spiritual behavior, because we are actually, by faith, we are seeing the soul. Anyone who is accepting soul, with the eye of faith, you stretch your imagination, you extend your imagination, and you come to the conclusion that life cannot be explained by this way. Your intelligence can come to the point that life cannot be chemicals. But after that you have to leap or jump of faith. Now we do PhD, we speculate, imagine, but the soul is not comprehensible. And then you come to Bhagavad Gita, you come to your sadhu, and you faithfully listen to your sadhu, is logic. And then you will also be willing to put faith. Yes, yes. The soul cannot be, the life cannot be material. But it's faith. So your understanding soul is by faith. And your realization of the soul is also by faith in the process. You have to have faith in chanting Hare Krishna. You cannot mentally argue, how come by chanting Hare Krishna, how can this happen, how can that happen? No, have faith. With faith you can understand soul. With faith, but Krishna says, Sraddhavan labhate jnanam, tatpara samyate indriya, jnanam labhva param shanti, achirenadi gashati. People are taking many, many births to understand soul. Now there is one scientist who said, while searching for life, you know, my life has come to an end. But I could not understand what is life. Scientist, all is life. What is this life? What is this life? And you have gone old and one day dead. But you have not understood because you have no faith. Somebody has to introduce you. Have faith in Bhagavad Gita. Have faith in a Krishna devotee. Have faith. It's not blind faith either. The faith is the beginning. And as you go on the faith, just like I tell you, you want to go to collector's bungalow. You want to go to collector's bungalow. Then you go left, you go again left, you get an underbridge. I tell you, go here, you get Krishna Dwaram, you go there, you get underbridge, you go there, you get Malanti statue, you go there, you get this thing. Somebody are getting that. Then what will increase? Your faith will increase, yeah. He told before you reach collector's bungalow, these are the milestones. Similarly, before we meet God face to face, there's a milestones. Your lust will come down, your anger will come down, your illusions will be gone. You cannot be anymore fooled by the material temptations. You cannot be a person who has a purified vision. You cannot be attracted to the things of the world. He is seeing the same thing. When he had no faith, when he had no sadhana, when he was looking at things, he is getting attracted. He wanted to enjoy them, material things. But when you have faith, and when you have faith in the process, that is sadhana, you are doing it, then you are getting what is called not anymore contaminated intelligence. Right now our intelligence is contaminated. So we don't call it really intelligence. You make a computer, you make a racket. We don't call it intelligence. Intelligence means it should solve your problems. Intelligence means it should make you free from fear. Intelligence means it, what you are searching for, eternity and bliss. If you are intelligent, you want eternity, you want bliss, and if you are intelligent, you should be able to get it. So if you make a racket, how does it make you eternal? If you make a racket, does it make you eternal or what? Wasting your time. The process to eternity is something. That means you are fooling people. You want some cheap recognition. You are not really intelligent. But people are fools. So you want to talk something more foolish. You give a silly racket. So simply this is called world of cheaters and cheated. Only devotees are honest people. Everybody, whether it is scientists are saying we are trying to know the truth. The leaders are saying we want to make you happy. We want to help you, leader. But actually they are all cheaters. The real leader is Krishna. So Krishna is really intelligent, as the Prabhupada said. The God is the supreme scientist. God is the best genius. No one can do anything like what you see in the nature. Little things we may do. So Krishna is the real leader, and anyone who is following Krishna, then you will give up your cheating nature then he can help you. But so in this world, everybody is a cheater and everybody is getting cheated. So people may talk of knowledge, people may talk of benefits, people may talk of some happiness. Devotees, they cannot be fooled. Because devotees, they are following Bhagavad Gita. So they know what is what. So here, we are reading here, the individual soul, bereft of Krishna consciousness, has many ideas. Devotees also have many ideas. But yet one who is influenced by the mind, he has also many ideas. That is called material variegatedness. This is called spiritual variegatedness. Devotees have so many, like the pujaris, daily they have many ideas. And the devotee cook, they have many ideas. And devotee preachers, they have many, how to convince a person. You are meeting all sorts of people, Indians, Americans, Andhras, Haryanas, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, you are meeting young, old, you are meeting scientists, you are meeting ordinary people. And the devotee has many ideas how to deal with. You cannot deal with everybody in the same way, you know. Then they will not be convinced. If you go to your doctor and want to convince him about Krishna, you have to talk some ideas that connect God to science, that can connect God to medical science, consciousness, and things like that. You talk to him. Then you want to do, if you directly, my dear sir, please, you worship Krishna, he will think you are a simpleton. This guy, he is not intelligent, so just sentimentally he is depending on God. So there is sentimental dependence on God, there is dependence on God taking your intelligence to its best. You take your intelligence to its best, and then you come to your conclusion, there must be God. And you examine the scriptures to the best of your intelligence. Yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People accept Krishna as God, but devotees have knowledge of scriptures. They are not simply sentimentally accepting Krishna as God. They have gone to the limit of their intelligence and have come to a reasonable conclusion that Krishna is God. And then they follow the process. So there is what is called material intelligence, spiritual intelligence. So material intelligence, all stupid ideas. Nothing can make you eternal, nothing can make you happy. But you have many, many ideas. They are not tired. No. You go to Japan, Chandrababu Naidu, visiting all countries, having good time. What AP will benefit or not. But he has some material ideas, and he is having some material variety in the name of this government. And he may make another Tokyo out of Vijayawada. But Tokyo people, there is no smile on their face. Tokyo people, like that they are moving in the trains, because tense life, city life, for them every minute is money. For them every minute is risk. Yes. City life is risky. Somebody may cheat you, somebody may kill you. You may lose the opportunity. It's a big accident, blow. So, just bringing smart cities, metros, you can fool non-devotees. So dividing, that's why they don't read newspaper also, dividing. Because they are tired of all these sick ideas. They have seen it, you know, another inexperienced man has come again. So many leaders started so many things. You know, another leader talking about same material plans. So only there are only two ways in this world. You go the material way, and you fall into the ditch. You go into the grave. Or you go spiritual way, and then it is mentioned here, Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta can vividly see everything. We are not talking about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he died, he has gone to Vaikuntha. He says, you can see here, Jivan Mukta means, if you practice spiritual life properly, technically, while living, you can realize, I am not this body, I am the soul in this body. You can realize, it's not just faith, I believe in soul, not a belief. That's why devotees, they live like souls, and they propagate spiritual knowledge, whether the world is interested or not, but it is truth. So, illusion people, they cannot take it. But people, devotees want to bring people out of illusion. I want to give them the real path. So the point is that mind is the thing. Mind is completely creating havoc with your life. Mind is completely ruining your life. Mind is making the same old plans. Your grandfathers have made big plans, dead and gone. Your fathers have made big plans, dead and gone. And then you are making plans and telling your son, become MBA, become this, become that. Nothing new is going to happen. This world has seen many MBAs, many PhDs, and nothing has happened. But you come to Bhagavad Gita, and you follow Bhagavad Gita, and your life takes a real turn, and you are very happy about it, and you have no regrets about that, and you become over the time more and more enthusiastic about that, and you see that you can make all the mad, misguided people, at least some of them, come back to right path. Either by your intelligence or by your experience, one day you have to come back to spiritual path. Because dead end. Bodily life is dead end. Nothing. Like you may have a very smart city, but your old man, bedridden. How does these skyscraper buildings? I asked one man in Hyderabad. Hyderabad, my brother built in Banjara Hills, very posh place. He built a big house. And his father-in-law is in some other place. When I went there, his father-in-law, I said, your father-in-law did not come by. He invited so many people. Then what he said, and he laughed. But he said, my father-in-law, from the room where he is staying, in his own house, he has not gone to the first floor. How you can come on the road, how you can come to this house, come to this floor. That means this is what will happen in life. You will not find any enjoyment, because when the body is going to collapse, then the body is going to fail. What are you going to enjoy? Somebody has a heart attack. You go and tell him, let's go to the club. Let's go here, let's go there. What do you do? So ultimately, the body will fail. The body will collapse. So civilization based on bodily activities, it will only become a farce, a facade. That means they all laugh at you, a big building, you cannot take a step. Then you are affected by hemiplegia, paralysis. When you are attacked by paralysis, you cannot eat your own food, what to speak of enjoying your life. So things are like that. So the earlier you come to spiritual life, the more fortunate you are. The earlier you come to spiritual life. Why are you all here? Because your spiritual intelligence has become awakened. So you don't want to believe in the educational system. You don't want to believe in these rogue-like leaders. So you want to really see some substance. You want to follow a leader who is really happy. He is really satisfied with what he is doing. So you go to Krishna devotees, they are jumping, dancing, they are singing, and hudhuds are floods. They are not getting disturbed from that. Chalta hai, these things will be there. But why should you become morose? What you cannot stop? If you become morose from what you cannot stop, that means you are not intelligent. Let what may come, let there be a smile on your face. Let what may come, you jump and dance. That only you can do with Hare Krishna. Because Hare Krishna will really bring you to spiritual platform. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandma Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.